This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. This is a yearly ponderable by the Lawn Faithful. Fertilizing your lawn, should you or shouldn't you? The most correct answer, according to research, is not now. I know, I can hear many of you gasping, but the best times to fertilize your lawn are late summer and fall. This is contrary to the traditional springtime application, brought to you by several fertilizer companies. Early spring applications of nitrogen cause a surge of top growth in the plants, which makes the lawn look nice in the spring, but depletes the plant's energy reserves. Consequently, when summer stress periods occur, plants are weaker and less able to survive. Applying fertilizer in late August or early September will provide the plant with adequate nutrition to overcome any summer stresses. In addition, an application of fertilizer in late October or early November, when top growth is minimal but when soil temperatures are still warm enough for nitrogen absorption, plants resume growth and green up early the following spring without the excessive shoot growth associated with early spring nitrogen applications. And here's the other thing. When using herbicides, try not to buy ones that have fertilizer in them. When fertilizing lawns, particularly with quick-release nutrients, it's important to consider the weather and turf grass conditions to achieve maximum effectiveness. Ideal conditions include a cool day with a good rainfall or watering immediately following the fertilizer application to wash the fertilizer off the leaves and into the soil. Check out GardenBite.com for much more information. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.